Blog Talk Radio.
God day, this is Keith Russell Lee, and I'm welcoming you to Reigning with God. I am your host, and I'm saying God day, and I am psyched, jazzed, and juiced. And I am on that high flying disc today, feeling awesome, and I know you are as well. Now, I am so excited. Well, first of all, let me share this. Let me, by way of introduction, if this is the first time that you are hearing this podcast, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am a best-selling author. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in the Washington, D.C. area and also Philadelphia. And I'm a teacher of life. I'm a teacher of the gospel of Jesus. And I'm just simply get on every day and I share the teachings of Jesus. And my sole mission is to empower you that you may walk in the fullness of all that God has. Okay. So now I'm excited about this series that you've got everything you need within you. You've got everything that you need within you. And I'm excited because I'm going to be looking at the inner dynamics. And I say the inner dynamics, those things that spiritually you have already inside of you. See, I start from the premise that you are a spiritual being created and made in the likeness and the image of God, living in a spiritual universe that's governed by spiritual law. You know, and I'm not trying to get, you know, deep or, you know, airy-fairy, but I put it this way, that you're created and made in the likeness and the image of God, that God, through Christ, has given us the spiritual principles to walk in the fullness of all that God has for us. And you've heard me share this many times before, that people sometimes get so caught up in the religion about Jesus that they don't do the religion of Jesus. Or let me put it another way, they get caught up in the person of Jesus and they never operate in the principles of Jesus. You know, the person of Jesus is offers salvation. It prepares you for your life in the afterworld, right? Where the principles of Jesus helps you to be able to live on the earth plane now. You know, you can love Jesus all you want and still can't pay your bills because you have not understood the principles of Jesus. And so that's what I'm all about, and that's what the series is all about, looking at the spiritual principles and the tools that are already inside of you, folks. I mean, it's amazing that when we go through these things, and this makes up really the core of my ministry. So today I want to talk about faith. And we know not only is it important to have faith in God, because many people say they have faith in God, but it's important for us to know that we have, and follow me in this, because this distinction is powerful. This is a powerful distinction that I want to be sharing. Not only do we have the faith in God, we have the faith of God, the faith of God. God's faith is within you. And we have the capacity to trust God to supply our every need and to live powerfully. I want to, first of all, before I get into really talking about faith, I want us to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Chapter 12, verse 3 of the book of Romans. And again, remember, the distinction I'm talking about is not just having faith in God. Many people have faith in God. You know, faith in God is not something strange. I think they say in the United States 90% of people believe in God, okay? So I'm talking about going deeper than just God. It's understanding that we have the faith of God, the faith of God. Now, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3 says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." And always like to be able to share. It didn't say that you don't think highly of yourself. Just don't get arrogant with it, okay? "But to think soberly according as God," now here is what I'm emphasizing, "as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. God has dealt to every man, I'm reading from the King James, has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, I want you to be able to understand this. Again, the distinction is that we have the faith of God. God gives to each and every one of us faith. We have the measure of faith. Well, whose faith? It's God's faith. God implants in us his faith. It is innately a part of our DNA. It is who we are. And I want you to hear that because, see, we can miss it because we will be like, oh, God, help my unbelief. Help my faith. Oh, I need more faith. So you have everything you need right now inside of you. You have all of the faith you need right now inside of you. God plants a seed of faith inside of each and every one of us. And that does make sense, doesn't it? Because we were created and made in his likeness and in his image. Now, what is faith? Faith is just simply trusting God and taking God at his word. It's trusting God and taking God at his word. Do you trust God? Do you take God at his word? And what's the word? The word are his scriptures. It's his promises for our lives. See, when I have faith, and I have been grappling with this, when I have faith, I just believe what God says. I just believe the promises of God. I just believe what my covenant is, and I trust God completely and fully. It may not look as if it's going to materialize. It may not look like it is going to manifest, but when I'm trusting God, I simply believe. I believe. I put my confidence and trust of knowing that it will. It will. As a matter of fact, faith says it already has. Let's look at Hebrews 11. Familiar passage of Scripture to each and every one of us that talks about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. And I love how some teachers say that looking at the now, faith is a passage of this scripture is saying that, you know, focus on that now. Focus upon the now, that now faith is. Faith is for now, right now. And when I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in the present moment of knowing that whatever I ask of God, it is going to already be done. Now faith, not some past faith, but now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like how the NIV says that now faith is those things that I as a matter of fact, let me just go to that in the as opposed to doing it by memory. I love how the NIV puts it about the confidence and the trust, and it really brings that out as I'm going to my app here and pulling this up. But, you know, faith is for now, and we've got to be able to understand it. It's our complete trust and hope that we're placing in God right now in our lives. And I've and that's just something that you've got to know. And if we're walking in faith, it's knowing that we have the faith of God. Here I am, Hebrews 11 now. He says, now faith is, this is NIV, now faith is confidence. I love that. Confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The two things that stand out in that for me is confidence and assurance. Confidence and assurance. That which I'm hoping for. I am confident of what I'm hoping for. I'm clear on what I'm standing on the word for. I'm standing upon the principles, and I'm assured that this thing is going to manifest. Matter of fact, in faith, I believe that it's already been manifested. It's my complete trust in God. Now, Keith, how can you do that? I can't. I mean, I'm just a human being. I'm weak. I don't have it that way. Well, you do have it that way, because everything that you have is within you. And remember, this is not your faith. This is the faith of God. Now, the faith of God that's in you has to be developed. It's a seed, and like just like any seed, it has to be nurtured. It has to be watered. It has to be taken care of. And what happens so often is that our faith is never nurtured. What I mean nurtured, the Bible declares that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. What does Romans 10:17 mean? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means that as a seed that is planted within me of God's faith, that seed must continue to be fed. Fed what? Fed his word, fed his promises, fed the assurance of his word. See, the more that I rely upon his word, the more that I get his word. I think David said it this way. He says, Lord, I have hidden my heart. I've hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. What he was saying is that, Lord, I'm taking this word. I'm taking the essence of your truth, and I am going to put it in and inscribe it indelibly upon my heart that I may walk as you want me to walk. See, my friend, when we operate, and I know I'm preachy today, I get excited when I'm talking about faith. I get excited when I'm talking about faith. But that seed that's in each and every one of us has to grow and be nurtured, and it's nurtured in the word of God. See, I don't understand folks that say, oh, well, you know, I don't read. I don't study. That you only get it on Sunday morning. Because, see, if my faith is to grow, I've got to nurture that. I've got to continue to go over the promises of God. I've got to continue to go over the scriptures that build me up and affirm me. Because, see, the more that I build myself up, the more that I affirm myself, the more then that, you know what happens? When an obstacle comes, when a challenge comes, I know what the word already says about it, and I can be able to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that my labor is not going to be in vain. I already know that it's defeated, that I can speak into the mountain, and that mountain shall be removed. Do you see what I'm saying? Is nurtured in the word. Our faith is nurtured in the teachings of the word. And the more that I get the principles of the word inside of me, and I'm not talking about intellectual assent. You know, we have great, myself included, great scholars, great individuals that can pontificate and share upon the finer points of Scripture. And we get that, and it's like, oh, yeah, man, that's deep, that's wild, oh, God. You know, no, I'm talking about when it becomes a part of who we are, the essence of our being, not just the intellectual understanding, but when it's when it touches our heart and our soul, man, and we are walking in it, and we begin to be empowered by the word. And that's what I'm talking about, being nurtured in the word. And you can't do that, folks, without nurturing that relationship, not only in the word, but also in prayer and meditation and spending that time communing with the Father. Oh, man, I'm telling you that when we begin to embrace the faith of God, and I want to pick this up tomorrow, the faith of God that's inside of us, man, we are going to be powerful. And I want to pick this up tomorrow. But in the time that I have, folks, just know that, yes, you've got the faith of God right now inside of you. You have everything you need to be, do, and have all that God's word says that you're to have. Now, folks, let me share this in my closing. I need you to be a partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries. I want you to go to my website, krlm.org, and go and make a seed, create a seed and plant a seed into our ministry and our work, that we may take this word across the world and empower and equip people. All right, but listen, my time is up, but until tomorrow, live with faith empower, and continue to create that phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.